first off, you're the head coach this year. You're alumni of Petersburg Wrestling and everything. This is your first year of coaching, I think, right?
This is my first year, like, officially coaching, yes.
Okay. You've been helping out before this? And...
Yeah, both Mike Coral and I. Mike Coral, my assistant coach, he has more experience because he coached the middle school for a couple years. And then when the opportunity arose for the head coach, I really wanted him for sure as my assistant as I was going in. So his experience and mine just in the wrestling worked really well together.
Looks like your team, you have a pretty good range of experience for the kids out this year.
There's definitely a range. What we see is that there's we have a pretty young team. A majority of the team, besides maybe, I think there's three juniors, the rest of the team is all freshmen and sophomore. Yeah.
So they've had experience out on the mat in the middle school program and everything. And
correct.
And wrestling. So
correct.
And was this past weekend here in Petersburg, was this your opening, your first one?
This was the 2021 season, first tournament, first matches, first of everything.
What do you take away from it the weekend?
I take away that, one, I'm excited that it happened. Mm-hmm. Just right off the bat, I'm excited that it happened. Upset that, you know, our typical Friday hurricane had to, you know, take other teams, like they couldn't come here.
You were missing what? Wrangell, Prince of Wales.
Yep, Wrangell, Prince of Wales, Sitka, Mount Edgecombe, and yeah, those were the ones that were not able to come.
Okay, but I saw Juneau there, Ketchikan was there.
Juneau and Ketchikan and Haynes brought a small team as well.
Okay,
which we were able to, luckily, give them a lot of matches just with those teams. So that was really exciting out of the whole weekend was the fact that, hey, we got on the mat, we got the kids some wrestling. Do we need to iron some stuff out? Yes. But that's to be expected on the very first tournament of the year.
Highlights for you on the weekend?
I was very excited that actually Friday night because we did a dual tournament against Juneau and Haynes kind of filled each spot in there. And what I really enjoyed about it was that every kid got to be under the spotlight, you know, and it was really nice to, like, for the families that did show up, for them to watch their kid. Because come Saturday, it was a bigger tournament, and not everybody was able to get under the spotlight. Mm-hmm. So that was really good.
Okay. And anyone individually that really had a good weekend?
Yes. Jonas Anderson, he went undefeated in his bracket. And then we put him up against a really tough kid from Ketchikan for the spotlight match. But we wanted to do that to test his skills against this other Ketchikan kid. And he did unfortunately lose, but now he's got that fire under him ready to go.
Okay.
Yeah, and honestly, all the wrestlers did well, every single one of them. Dee Dee, our 103-pounder, Laquelle got her very first match this year. She'd been wrestling for 10 days, and then she got her very first win ever on Saturday, which is awesome. And then we had Aiden, who has a lot of heart, stuff to iron out, but has a lot of heart and never gives up. Marcus Anderson did really well, and then he came up against some kids that are a little stronger than him. You know, and then, of course, Jonas. We have Caden Duke. Caden Duke went out. He wrestled a little bit better on Friday, but I think he had more energy Friday. Come Saturday, a little off, but towards the end of the day, he kind of picked it back up. We had Angus Olsen. Angus Olsen, our 215-pounder, he got a couple wins this weekend. He was really excited to see a smile on his face when he got those wins, which I hope fires him up when he gets back in the practice room. And, of course, Kyle Biggers, our big guy, our heavyweight, just so much energy, fired up the whole room when he was up there.
And any dates circled on the calendar? Regions, not for a while, I imagine. Right?
Yes, Regions is until, I believe, first weekend in December. So we got a lot of time. I'm not even thinking about that right now, just tournament by tournament, day by day. So, but from here on out, I mean, we're going to be gone every single weekend. We have Haynes, then we have ACS, the biggest tournament in the state, which we're really trying to focus on to, you know, really show our kids what we got when we go up there.
Anything else from this past weekend we missed?
No, the kids, I think, did great. You know, I think everybody, Ketchikan, Juneau, Haynes, ourselves, we all came to show up. And, you know, it is first tournament, so there's, you know, a couple of mistakes. But aside from that, I think it was really good to get that in.